There are heroes whose names we never hear. A dedicated army of quiet volunteers, reaching out to feed the hungry, reaching out to save the land, reaching out to help their fellow man.
Welcome to the Mark White Show. I'm your host, Mark White. I'd like to say hello to several people who posted on the Facebook page at the Mark White Show. Julie Oglesby, Brent from Brent, Alabama, Heather Brown from Elkmont, Alabama, Stanley McNatt from Athens, Charlene Hatton from Winchester, Kentucky, and Jeanette Doris from Sylacauga, Alabama. She says, I enjoy your post very much. Well, I appreciate that, Jeanette. Welcome to the program. What we're going to do is talk to my friend Jonathan Bragwell. Jonathan is a teacher at Hartzell Intermediate School. But speaking of schools, I want to introduce a new sponsor and partner in Athens Bible School. Athens Bible School is now a partner of the Mark White Show, and I appreciate that. And they have an announcement for you. If you're a prospective or current ABS parent or grandparent, or you're an enthusiastic alumnus or friend, they would like you to come for a guided tour of the new school campus, which is on Highway 31. They can Facebook message via Athens Bible School or email Gayle, G-A-Y-L-E dot Hagewood, that's H-A-G-E-W-O-O-D, at athensbibleschool.org, or give them a call at 256-232-3525 and ask to speak with Gayle Hagewood to sign up for Thursday, July 26th at 6 p.m. Hard hats will be provided. Again, that's Thursday, July 26th at 6 p.m. Hard hats will be provided. Right now, I want to welcome to the program Mr. Jonathan Bragwell. I've known Jonathan most of my life. Welcome to the show, Jonathan.
Oh, well, thank you so much for having me.
You teach at Hartzell Intermediate School, correct?
That is correct.
And fifth graders.
That is correct.
How's that going?
Love it. Just good. Absolutely love it. They keep me young. They keep me on my toes. And I absolutely love that age group.
So when we talk about fifth graders, and I know that's a transitional age, in Rustic Youth Camp, I was there earlier in the summer, and I had the fifth and sixth graders. So they're in a transitional period, but they're still receptive, I think, to a lot of things that you want to teach them as a teacher. And as we get older, sometimes we don't want to listen as much.
Yeah, absolutely. When I get fifth graders, they're normally about 10 years old, and they're old enough to be a little bit more independent and be able to take care of, you know, themselves in a lot of ways, but they're still kids.
Right.
And so they have a lot of the same needs and concerns that younger ones do, but I absolutely love teaching fifth grade.
Well, and in the summer, your work doesn't really stop, does it?
Oh, no. There's all kind of things that have been going on. I helped this summer with a summer academy that was between Athens State and F.E. Burleson and Crestline Elementary there in Hartzell. And it was just basically a partnership that gives Athens State interns, education majors who are wanting to go into teaching, an opportunity to get some classroom experience, but also provide an opportunity for the students in our community.
Right.
And so I was I really just assisted Dina Mayfield, who was a teacher there at Burleson, along with Deanne Riddle, who's a teacher at Crestline. Burleson started this last summer. Crestline added on this summer. Deanne's at Crestline, and Dr. Tina Sloan over here at Athens State has contacted Hartzell City Schools and made this partnership. And it provides an opportunity for these teachers, these future teachers, to get some classroom experience, because a lot of times a lot of these students don't have an opportunity to actually teach with real students.
Yeah.
And gives them opportunity to get some teaching experience, and before they actually do their student teaching. Some of these students are going to be doing their student teaching this fall. Some of them will be doing it in the spring. But it gives them an opportunity to teach and also to be mentored by current classroom teachers. And so I basically helped Dina Mayfield with the Burleson site. I went and visited Crestline during the couple of weeks. This was back in late June that we did this. So it's just really a win-win situation, because the students there in Hartzell get an opportunity to come and get a learning enrichment activity, because sometimes there's a, what we call in education a summer lull. They may not be reading or doing their math skills and things like that, but to kind of help them continue using their mind, continue thinking, continue having those learning experiences. And the 2 weeks that this took place was absolutely fantastic for both the Athens State interns and for the students of Hartsell. And it was just, it's a learning experience as well. For those of us that are seasoned teachers, to be more reflective on what we're doing to make, you know, learning more fun and make it a meaningful experience.
Exactly. Well, and speaking of traveling, we did get Shane Pack on the line from Ukraine. Would you like to have Shane join us on the program?
Go ahead, yeah.
All right.
It's your show. It's a Mark White show, right?
Well, I don't know how much it costs for a call to the from Ukraine to the United States, so we'll see here.
Okay.
We'll see if we can go... do that. Hey, Shane Pack, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Welcome to the program. You are calling. Now, why in the world is a family from Boaz, Alabama in Ukraine?
Well, we are traveling with our adopted son. We adopted him about 4 years ago, and he really wanted to come back and to visit the country where he was born and to visit family and friends here, so we decided to travel with him, so we are spending a couple of weeks with him and just visiting the country of his birth and reconnecting with some of his family, some of his friends from the orphanage, as well as other people that we met while we were here.
Well, and as you know, we've had a couple of programs where we've talked about adoption, and that is something that you did with Artem, and he is a great part of the Pack family. And speaking of family and friends, we've got Jonathan Bragwell here. He's been on the program talking while we were waiting for you to come through on the line. And Jonathan is right here beside me, Shane.
Hey, Jonathan.
Hey, Shane. How are you doing?
I'm doing excellent. How are you?
Good, good.
You know, one of the things that I wanted to talk about, too, was the importance of adoption and how y'all worked through with Sacred Selections, the efforts there that allowed you to be able to do that, to be able to adopt Artem. If you would talk a little bit about their organization.
Sacred Selections is an organization that really promotes adoption for, you know, international adoptions as well as domestic adoptions. And so they work with people of all ages and children of all ages, anywhere from newborns up to teens. And they really help the families get over the hurdle of the cost of adoption, because it varies from adoption to adoption, but usually there is a great cost in adopting. And so for us, you know, we felt like that we could bring another child into the home and be able to pay the day-to-day expenses of raising a child, but just coming up with that initial lump sum to adopt him was pretty well out of our reach without going and taking out a second mortgage or something like that. And Sacred Selections was able to jump in and provide that money and cover travel expenses and things like that, as well as being there to support adoptive parents even after the adoption. So a wonderful organization, and I just can't say enough about those folks.
How is Artem enjoying the trip?
He is enjoying it. There's a lot of emotions going on.
Yes.
As you would expect. It's been 4 years since he's been back. He left as a 14-year-old, and now he's 18, and he's graduated high school. He's got his plan as far as what he's wanting to do back in the States when he returns. He's going to Gadsden State and going to get an advanced carpentry certificate. So he's got a lot of plans there. But, yeah, coming back and seeing a lot of this and, you know, the language, getting immersed back in Ukrainian where he's been speaking mainly English. And so there are some times where it's difficult, but yet you know, I was talking to somebody the other night, and as far as how things are going, I really couldn't say that we could ask for anything any better as far as the way things have gone. So, but still, a lot of emotion.
Well, I'm glad to hear that the trip is going well, and I understand that emotional side of things. I know Artem got to see his biological father, saw a picture there, and getting to see some of those family and friends. And one thing I wanted to say is I appreciate your family, I hope you have a safe trip, and you did make a special effort to be on this program because you tried several times through several phones to get on the line, and I thought, well, it's just not going to work out, but I'm so glad that you pushed through and were able to get the call through here to the Mark White Show, and I appreciate you coming on this morning, Shane.
All right, thank you for giving me the opportunity.
Yes, sir. Thank you, buddy. Y'all be careful and have a lot of fun, and we'll see you soon.
All right, thank you.
Take care. And that was Shane Pack, and he was calling us from Ukraine. We're going to go ahead and get ready to go to a break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little more to Jonathan Bragwell, and that'll be during the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. This has worked out great because we got our call to Ukraine. I'm not supposed to say the Ukraine. It's call to Ukraine, and have Jonathan Bragwell with us for the first segment, and now he's going to join us in a second. And I've got some special young people I want to recognize. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White. Paying too much for your water bill is the pits, but you know what they say, when life gives you the pits, dig a well. The solution is to call my friends at Commercial Drilling today. At CDI, customer service and a handshake still mean something. Give them a call at 256-679-8181.
You know the drill.
Are you tired of all the games, gimmicks, pressure, and huge commission fees from real estate agencies? Twins Realty is too. For great value and excellent service from a local family-owned business, call Kenita Hall with Twins Realty at 256-337-1606. Whether buying or selling, Kenita will personally tailor a solution perfectly suited to your real estate needs. That's 256-337-1606.
Call Kenita.
What would you like to eat today?
My suggestion is El Pollo Maniaco. Whether it's breakfast, hamburgers, tacos, enchiladas, fajitas, El Pollo Maniaco is the place. They have omelets, pancakes, French toast, and in Tanner, it's the perfect place to meet halfway. Whether you're going north or south, Highway 31 or I-65, get off at exit 347 and give them a try. My family loves it. El Pollo Maniaco, located 11980 U.S. Highway 31 South, Tanner, Alabama, or give them a call at 256-262-4931 or 256-262-4930.
El Pollo Maniaco.
Spring is here, and Green's Dependable Hardware in Russellville has teamed up with Husqvarna Power Products to make quick work of your landscaping challenges. How about 20% off of a Husqvarna commercial fleet deal or special early season buys on tractors and trimmers, plus 0% financing for up to 48 months. And at Greens, we service what we sell. Greens Dependable Hardware in Husqvarna gives you the power to work and the power to save. Greens Dependable Hardware, Russellville, Alabama, 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections. Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Join us for the first annual Rocking Ferrette Huntsville Benefit Dinner at Huntsville Botanical Gardens on Thursday, September 27th from 6 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. The event proceeds will benefit Girl Power to Cure and their battle against Rett syndrome. Tables and seats are now available, and sponsorship opportunities are also available. Our dinner will honor the following girls and their families battling Rett syndrome in the region: Blakely Goodman, Charlie and Olivia Foster, Tiana Vega, Jesse Watts, and Violet Munson. There will be a silent auction, live auction, and keynote speaker will be Susan Norwell. For more information, give Kevin Pierce a call at 256-468-1787 or email him at kevin@gp2c.org.
Girl Power to Cure.
I love those dear hearts and gentle people who live in my hometown, because those dear hearts and gentle people will never ever let you down.
And we're back. You're listening to The Mark White Show. I'm your host, Mark White, and we are in the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. And I want to say hello to some special young people. First, I want to say hello to Maddie Kelso. She's in New York City right now, treatment for her cancer. We're thinking about you. I think about you every day, Maddie, and when you're having your ups and when you're having your downs. I'm praying for you, and I know a lot of other people are too. You've got a great support group that's trying to offer prayers and other ways to support donating blood, and we love you, Maddie. I also want to recognize Bryant Lay. Of course, I had the live interview from Children's Hospital last week with Bryant and his family. Bryant's down at Birmingham Children's Hospital. Bryant, Hope you're doing well, buddy. I keep track of you, too, and hope things continue to improve for you. I know the medical staff are taking good care of you, and your parents are there with you, and I'm glad that you're getting to spend some time. I saw you were woodworking, and I like that. I like your projects. They look good. I got to see some pictures of that this morning. Also want to say hello to the Montgomery family. Caitlin right now is in Children's Hospital as well. I had time to visit with her and her mom when I was there on Friday, and want to just say that I hope that they can figure out some things to make Caitlin comfortable and give her some strength so that she does better than she has been. She has some heart conditions right now that they're looking into. And also want to say hello to Callan, my little buddy Callan. He had his a cleft palate, and he had his final surgery, the final one for his first early years, and he looked really good. Things are going well with him. So little Callan, he's just an infant. Also want to recognize Sharon Denham. Sharon was from Gardendale. She was a 1975 Gardendale graduate, and she retired from AT&T. And a lady messaged me, and she said, you know, I saw your post 2 days after Sharon had passed away, and she said, I'm going to be a new listener. And, you know, that makes me emotional because you think about people out there that are tuning in, and, you know, they mean something to me, and I appreciate you as listeners. And to think that there was somebody out there that shared some of the good news and some of the positives that we're trying to come across at the Mark White Show, and then another person 2 days after Sharon passed away saw it, that really means a lot to me, and I appreciate that message. So my condolences to the Denham family. I appreciate you, and Sharon fought with cancer for 2 years herself, and I believe she probably shared Bryant's post when we were doing the birthday card drive. We've got with us still Jonathan Bragwell. Jonathan, thanks for hanging in there with me.
No problem.
This is the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment, and you knew my grandmother. And what this segment represents is people who are making a difference, and people who are out there doing good deeds for other people. Grandmother was that type of person. And so welcome to this segment of the show. I want you to talk a little bit about some folks that made a difference in your life, and a couple of people there that we both know and love.
Yeah, you asked me to mention about my parents, Ed and Patsy Bragwell. Dad preached the gospel for over 50 years. Mom and Dad are doing well. Their health is good. They live in the Morris area, and he is technically retired from preaching, but he still does gospel meeting work and preaches in the Kimberley area from time to time. Loves to go to Rustic Youth Camp and work in that. So
there's both times.
Both times, yeah. And he's on up there. He's in his 80s now. Both yeah. Mom and Dad are both in their 80s, and he always jokes about his doctor when he goes for a checkup, and the doctor will say, "You're very healthy for your." He says, "But why do you always have to say for your age?" But one thing, I there's so many things that we could talk about, and you only have an hour show. So, but one of the things that my mom and dad are really known for is their door is always open.
Right.
When I was growing up, our doors were never locked, and there are couples that met at my mom and dad's house, because when my older brothers and sisters were teenagers, people would come through. They'd look for a place to stay. I saw a few about a month or two ago. You had Belinda Hartzell.
Yes.
Belinda and David met at mom and dad's house.
Wow, I did not know
and
that.
And so, you know, because David was friends with my brothers, Belinda was friend with my sister, and then they just ended up meeting at mom and dad's house. But there's, you know, their home was always open. You know, teenagers, and they love having young people around. And
they didn't just do that when y'all were young. After y'all left the house, they were still doing
it. Yeah, and there would be people that would stay for extended periods of time.
Yes.
You know, if there was a college student that needed a place to stay or something like that, their home was open to those kinds of things. So it's just always an openness, and whatever they could do to help somebody. But, you know, I know a lot of your audience knows them and wondering how they're doing, but they are doing well. Their health is good, and we're very blessed to have them.
Well, he did better than I did, because he handled two rustic youth camps, and it's still fairly rustic. You're walking up and down the hills, and the heat. So he did weather that, whereas I did one camp. So I may need to try to catch up with your dad.
Yeah.
Actually.
Well, he does get the gator treatment. You know, he gets rides in the gator
everywhere he goes.
He should. He should.
Well, Jonathan, I appreciate you staying in for this segment and talking about your parents. And again, I want to recognize Maddie, Bryant, Caitlin, Callan. Wish you all well, and I know there's some people who care about you that are tuning in, and I hope you were able to tune in this morning and listen as well. Folks, when we come back, we are going to have Mrs. Mary Jane Cavanaugh. She is a nurse up in Pennsylvania. She's going to be talking about a program that she came up with for drug-addicted babies, and she organized this where volunteers can come and hold these babies and help to nurture them and help them progress. So we're going to be talking to Nurse Cavanaugh when we come back. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
If you are looking to sell or buy a home, I would encourage you to call Kanita. Call Kanita at 256-337-1606 for all of your real estate needs. You can also find her on Facebook at Kanita Hall Realtor, as well as twinsrealtyco.com.
Call Kanita.
Suzanne's Bakery and Eatery has now been serving up fresh baked items to Athens and North Alabama for over 12 years. Located at 1207 East Forest Street behind CVS on Highway 31 in Athens, Suzanne's Bakery is open Tuesday 10 to 6, Wednesday 10 to 5:30, and Thursday and Friday morning from 6:30 until 6 in the evening. You can also place to-go orders for a meal or fresh baked dessert to enjoy with your family, or even have an event catered. Check out Suzanne's menu at suzannesbakery.com or give them a call at 256-232-8210.
Fresh baked.
Since 1930, McCleary Tire in Athens has been your one-stop, on-the-spot auto service headquarters. I'm going to let my friend Casey Harbin tell you all about it.
We do undercar stuff, tires of all kinds, commercial, implement, lawn and garden. We do all kind of chassis work, front end alignments, shocks, struts, bearings, oil changes. We do air conditioning work, starters, alternators, tune-ups, engines, transmissions. We do it all.
Located at 611 East Hobbs Street in Athens. Give them a call at 256-232-2630.
Where the rubber meets the road.
Are you a first responder? At Husqvarna, we support the uniformed men and women who serve our country and communities. As a way to honor your service, we created the Military and First Responder Appreciation Program. As a first responder, you qualify for a discount on your purchase of Husqvarna powered equipment. Get 10% off select commercial products at participating dealers. Whether you're starting a business or maintaining your property, you can count on Husqvarna. Find out why we're the brand that's trusted by real professionals. Visit Green's Dependable Hardware at 15220 A, Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama. You can also find them on Facebook at Green's Dependable Hardware. Give them a call at 256-331-0123. The Kubota L2501 tractor is one of the best-selling compact tractors in America for a reason. They're comfortable, spacious, easy to control, and have a range of performance-matched implements to tackle all kinds of jobs. Right now, get a Kubota L2501 with a 6-year warranty plus 0% APR financing for up to 84 months or great customer instant rebates. Your local H&R AgriPower is located in Tanner, Alabama at 7809 Highway 31, or give them a call at 256-232-9115. Now through August 31st, 2018, see us or go by KubotaUSA.com for more information.
The power to get you more.
Tiffin Motorhomes is a proud sponsor of The Mark White Show. Tiffin Motorhomes has been in operation in Red Bay, Alabama since 1972. The family-owned business offers a wide variety of models to suit your needs, ranging from the 45 Zephyr to the best-selling diesel coach on the market today, the Phaeton, to their latest exciting endeavor, the Wayfarer, built in Winfield, Alabama. Go to TiffinMotorhomes.com to find where your nearest dealership is located. Tiffin Motorhomes are made to move you. See your local dealer today.
Wrapping it smoothly.
Losing a loved one is difficult, and many times dealing with the estate of a loved one makes it even more challenging. If you're facing what to do with the home or land of someone you love, give Kanita a call and let her walk you through the process. 256-337-1606. Kanita Hall Realty.
This is Ruth Ann Stallings. I'm listening to The Mark White Show and encourage you to try to make a difference in the lives of people.
There are people in this country who work hard every day. Not for fame or fortune do they strive, but the fruits of their labor are worth more than their pay. And it's time a few of them were recognized.
Here we go. And we're back. You're listening to The Mark White Show. I'm your host, Mark White. And right now we have with us Jane Cavanaugh. Jane is a nurse and has been a nurse for 45 years. And she is in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Welcome to the program, Jane.
Thank you, Mark, and thank you for inviting me.
Absolutely. Well, you know, a lot of times I'll be on Facebook or some other form of social media, and I'll see stories that interest me. And your story was incredibly interesting to me when it came to babies who are born addicted to drugs. And you came up with a program at the hospital where you are, Jefferson Hospital, Thomas Jefferson Hospital. Would you mind telling us about the program, how it came to be, and what you're doing now with it?
Certainly, Mark. Originally, I started our palliative, neonatal palliative program at my hospital in my unit, and which that was where we would help families whose babies were really critically ill and maybe would have to be taken off life support. And my team, which was a multidisciplinary team of social workers, physicians, physical therapy, respiratory therapists, et cetera, would get together and help the families. And at one period, one of the physicians said that we needed to look at the families that deal with the who have addicted babies in the unit. And at first it was like, you know, we're used to doing the critical care babies that are prone to that we might lose them and die. And so I brought it up to the team, and the team said, sure, let's do it. And so with helping these moms that are addicted, and I don't think, you know, the focus now is on the opiate crisis that's out there, and I think there's a picture where they're missing that these babies are also affected and they're going through withdrawal just like an adult would, and we treat, our place treats with morphine. So as becoming more involved and knowing that my peers that were really busy in the sense of taking care of babies on ventilators and growing preemies, and you might have a baby that's addicted, and they're totally different from the other infants in the sense that they can't take care of themselves, in the sense that you feed them a normal preemie, you feed and they eat and you wrap them up and bundle them and they go back to sleep. When a baby that's going through withdrawal, they're going through withdrawal. They're shaken. They have a cry that you just know it's more like a cat-like cry that's continuous. We swaddle them, but the nurse is busy. So you have a baby that you put in this rocker to soothe them. And I thought, what else could we do to help my peers, help the infant? And I came up with the cuddler program where you would have volunteers that would come in and would hold these babies because they needed that human touch. They needed to be read to, sung to, because majority are full-term babies that would be home in 2 to 3 days with their mommy and daddy, where these babies can be in the hospital for 2 to 3 months.
Right.
So the newspaper, Philly, did an article, and we were overwhelmed with responses from people that were interested to help these babies. And it just grew.
Well, let's get into the detail of how they were able to implement this with volunteers. What kind of hoops did you have to jump through for that?
Initially, if people were interested, and when I do get feedback from different areas, because I've heard a lot from different states and countries, too, over in Europe, like, how do you implement a program? So my advice was to first see if you go through your volunteer office and see if you have a nursery, an intensive care nursery, or a level 2, level 3 nursery that has these babies, and see if they have a program. If they don't, I said, I'm more than willing, you know, you can use my name to say, how do you start a program like that?
Okay.
And you can't just have somebody off the street come in. They would have to go through what nurses and healthcare providers do. Like, you have to have a flu shot. You have to go through child abuse clearance to make sure that, you know, there's no records on you. You know, you couldn't just have somebody come in.
Sure.
And then there's some things that the hospital may require, like ours require you to do some health streams. And then the next, I would have a class, because coming into the nursery, intensive care at that, you could be overwhelmed with these monitors and seeing these little preemies that are so sick, and let alone see these full-term babies going through withdrawal, because it can be really, like, overwhelming to, you look at these babies who are going through withdrawal, and they need morphine to help them get to a level where we can then have them on that and then wean them off of the morphine. And how we do that is with Dr. Finnegan, Loretta Finnegan, back in the day, where I graduated from Philadelphia General Hospital, came up with a scoring system, and mostly all areas use some kind of scale of Dr. Finnegan's, and it's a subjective and objective scoring system that we score the babies on to see, you know, how irritable they get points for whatever is on the how's their tone, if they have withdrawal of shakiness, if they have a continuous suck that they just keep on sucking on Binky. They can't self-soothe themselves. If they have GI issues, where it's funny to see that if they sneeze four times, that's like a score, because it's a withdrawal for a baby.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they vomit, diarrhea, they're all just like an adult. You know, when adults, you know, going to go cold turkey,
right?
Babies go through that.
Have you had anybody that's reached out from Alabama other than myself through the show right now?
No, not from Alabama.
Okay.
A lot from Europe, which was interesting, because I think it's such a crisis at this period of time that trying to figure out how can help the adults. But I still think that missing link is, what are we doing for the babies? And do the public know that when a mom's pregnant and she delivers, that we'll think that these babies don't go through withdrawal. And some of the moms are treated with methadone for their own, you know, to get them off drugs.
Right.
And the baby goes through the methadone withdrawal. It's a drug, and then we have to treat, you know, the baby going through that withdrawal, methadone. And you might have some moms that are supposedly just, you know, trying their best to stay clean and doing the methadone, but we'll take other drugs. So sometimes, you know, we always do a urine drug screen on the babies, so we know if the mom was being good or was she taking some other stuff.
Right.
You know, the baby's going through that too, multi-drug abuse from the mom.
As we talked about before the program, I reached out to some people. One of the organizations is Safer Birth in Bama, and also the Prison Birth Project, and I've got some listeners, you know, coming in to, hopefully what will happen is people will hear this and we can implement in our state this same volunteer effort where people can help these drug-addicted babies. And, of course, you've been a nurse for 45 years, so you've seen a lot. And tell me a little bit about your passion for nursing. I mean, to stay in for 45 years, you must really have a passion for what you're doing.
You know, Mark, my original passion was working with these sick infants, and I always felt this, and I wanted my legacy to be one of palliative, where helping the families who, you know, lose a baby, and, you know, you're not expected to, when you're going in to have a baby, that you're going to go home in empty arms, but you've lost that baby, and it was how to help those families to deal with that. So that was going to be my thing that I thought, you know, I would teach it in the critical care course, and it's a tough subject, you know, especially when you know a baby dies, and
yes,
and helping these families who, it's just horrific, you know, that, you know, they could have a baby in the hospital for sometimes 5 months, a little growing preemie. But it seems like the COTHER program, the addicted baby, is in just as much need as a little preemie, you
sure.
know, because I think they're also seeing that these are the kids that can get abused, that have some attention deficit in early school, that these babies need as much attention, and so do these families, to help them, you know, learn how to parent. Because working in the city, a lot of times
these moms who are addicted, they didn't have any parenting skills from their own mom.
Right.
And being at the hospital as long, I saw a repeat. I saw the grandmother who I took care of when she was going through her addiction, and now comes her daughter, who now provides another generation of a baby going through addiction. So that's been an interesting part of my career.
Well, Jane, I want you to tell us if people want to get in touch. I know you said people have contacted from Europe and different places. What's the way that people could get in touch with you if they wanted to find out more about this project?
I'm fairly active in Facebook. If they wanted to look me up on Facebook,
okay.
I could give you my phone number. You have my phone number.
Yes.
That if they reached out to you, they can definitely give me a call. I'm more than willing to help any hospital or anywhere dealing with these infants. And what can we do to help them? And the volunteer program is awesome. These are people from, you know, they come after work, they come on their lunch hour, and basically it's giving love to these babies. But the nurse is, you know, doing the best she can, but
yes.
She might have an assignment of three other babies, or she might be taking care of that sick infant on the ventilator, and, you know, this the baby that's sick that you just fed and you need to put down and you put in a sling, that baby needs attention. And if you think of a term baby, too, that when the baby comes home and it's getting all that dim, they don't get that being in the hospital as much as they would at home. But if you have these cuddlers, which is what I call them, coming in, and they read to them, they sing to them, they just hold them and give love, that human touch that they need.
Yes.
You know, these parents, they themselves need love. So sometimes, you know, they come maybe for an hour or two, but then they have their own needs that they have to take care of for whatever reason.
Well, Jane, I've never met you before, but I can tell you right now, I love you, because you have made a difference in the lives of so many infants. It's just to think about the ramifications of such a great program and how that will touch so many lives. And I know that, you know, parents who otherwise would take care of their children but are addicted to drugs, they would do it otherwise, but they need some help. And that's what you're doing. And I want to tell you, I appreciate what you're doing, Jane. And if anybody wants to find out more, just go ahead and send me a message to the Mark White Show, and I'll get you in touch with Nurse Cavanaugh. I really appreciate you joining me this morning.
Thanks, Mark. I just want to leave with one thing. I went to a conference, and it was all healthcare providers, and there's a lot of anger directed to these moms who are addicted and have these babies. And one woman stood up and said, you know, these women come back baby after baby, and how can they do this, right?
Yes.
Speaker said that these moms that she works with, the addiction, are hopeful that this one baby that they are going to have will get them off drugs. Sometimes it works, sometimes, majority of times, it doesn't.
Right.
Their hope is in that baby that will help them become better parents to the new baby.
A little hope can go a long way.
Yeah.
My friend Sheila Richardson, she said she wanted to help with this project in the Athens area. So you, through this call, we've touched another person, and I appreciate that, Jane.
Okay.
Thank you so much, and hope to get to talk to you again soon.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you, too. Thank you once again for inviting me and trying to get this out there.
You are more than welcome. Thank you for your good work.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Nurse Jane Cavanaugh. She's up in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. She has a project there where she has gotten volunteers. They've worked it out where volunteers can come in and hold these babies who are addicted to drugs and help them to reach some markers that they need to reach. And, of course, that would be a difficult thing for parents who are addicted to drugs, and a mom has that addiction and she has a baby and she otherwise would take care of her baby, but she has another thing that's going on in her mind. And so I think it's just great what Jane has done, and I appreciate her coming on the program. When we come back, we're going to have Melissa Thornton joining us. She is going to share her experience. She is a writer and storyteller, and her mom actually committed suicide, and she's going to share her personal experience, and I appreciate her coming on. You're listening to The Mark White Show. I'm your host, Mark White.
Tom
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections. Thompson Roofing and Construction. Tiffin Motor Homes is a proud sponsor of the Mark White Show. Tiffin Motor Homes has been in operation in Red Bay, Alabama since 1972. The family-owned business offers a wide variety of models to suit your needs, ranging from the 45 Zephyr to the best-selling diesel coach on the market today, the Phaeton, to their latest exciting endeavor, the Wayfarer, built in Winfield, Alabama. Go to TiffinMotorHomes.com to find where your nearest dealership is located. Tiffin Motor Homes are made to move you. See your local dealer today.
Roughing it smoothly.
Are you tired of all the games, gimmicks, pressure, and huge commission fees from real estate agencies? Twins Realty is too. For great value and excellent service from a local family-owned business, call Kenita Hall with Twins Realty at 256-337-1606. Whether buying or selling, Kenita will personally tailor a solution perfectly suited to your real estate needs. That's 256-337-1606. The Kubota L2501 tractor is one of the best-selling compact tractors in America for a reason. They're comfortable, spacious, easy to control, and have a range of performance-matched implements to tackle all kinds of jobs. Right now, get a Kubota L2501 with a 6-year warranty plus 0% APR financing for up to 84 months or great customer instant rebates. Your local H&R AgriPower is located in Tanner, Alabama at 7809 Highway 31, or give them a call at 256-232-9115. Now through August 31st, 2018. See us or go by KubotaUSA.com for more information.
The power to get you more.
Every pro on your team wants to work with a Husqvarna, and who can blame them? Husqvarna products are powerful, ergonomic, and packed with innovation so your crew can work quickly and safely in any environment. And now we're making it easier than ever to put a Husqvarna in their hands with our cost-saving fleet program, where commercial customers can save up to 20% on new equipment purchases. If you want more Husqvarnas in their hands and more money in your pocket, get all your new equipment through the Husqvarna fleet program. You'll get professional results and the power to save. Visit Greens Dependable at 15220 A Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama, or give them a call at 256-331-023. Find them on Facebook at Greens Dependable Hardware. What would you like to eat today? My suggestion is El Pollo Maniaco. Whether it's breakfast, hamburgers, tacos, enchiladas, fajitas, El Pollo Maniaco is the place. They have omelets, pancakes, French toast, and in Tanner, it's the perfect place to meet halfway. Whether you're going north or south, Highway 31 or I-65, get off at exit 347 and give them a try. My family loves it. El Pollo Maniaco, located 11980 U.S. Highway 31 South, Tanner, Alabama, or give them a call at 256-262-4931 or 256-262-4930.
El Pollo Maniaco.
Paying too much for your water bill is the pits, but you know what they say, when life gives you the pits, dig a well. The solution is to call my friends at Commercial Drilling today. At CDI, customer service and a handshake still mean something. Give them a call at 256-679-8181.
You know the drill.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is the Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
Heroes come in every shape and size, making special sacrifices for others in their lives. No one gives them medals, the world don't know their names, but in someone's eyes, they're heroes just the same.
And we're back. You're listening to The Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White. And right now we have with us Melissa Ford Thornton, writer and storyteller. And she has come on to share her personal experience. And welcome to the show, Melissa.
Thank you so much, Mark. It's a pleasure to be here.
Glad to have you. If you would, just tell us about your personal experience and what, you know, as a writer and storyteller, you've had an opportunity to share this experience.
I sure have, and it's really been in the past probably 6 years and then kind of snowballed as people heard about it, that I have shared it as honestly as I have about my mother completed suicide when I was in graduate school. And she'd suffered depression when I was in high school. And in fact, I have three much older brothers. They're 6, 8, and 12 years older. And of course, they'd all, you know, started their lives, gone away to school and started careers. And I had gotten a partial scholarship to Vanderbilt, which is where I'd planned to go. But she was not doing well. So I stayed and went to UAH and stayed home hoping she would get better and, you know, have someone else, you know, in the family to kind of help because my dad was working full time. And she didn't. She did not get better. So the first year, first week I was in graduate school and working full time, she actually did shoot and kill herself. And that has, you know, totally changed my life. But as I've shared the story, people have connected to it. And I think that says something about how things that are very painful and that seem like they're shameful or something, there seems to be this taboo or stigma associated with mental illness. And I call it being an advocate for mental wellness. I really do. You know, we see so many tragedies with young people these days. I don't know if it's the bullying or having more internet access or what it is. But, you know, having, as you said, a little hope, as you were sharing with Nurse Kavanaugh and the incredible work she's doing, that knowing that I've been through, my family's been through what it's been through, and we can still connect and love and share this story. And my mom was a wonderful person, and the way she lived really had nothing to do with the way she died.
Right.
And, you know, that's not her legacy.
And it overshadows sometimes. It overshadows
it does.
The legacy that person did, in fact, leave behind. And obviously, you're sitting here right now, and you are an advocate because of some things that were instilled within you.
Absolutely.
Otherwise, you wouldn't be talking to me right now.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, I think even this morning I received a message because I think you had posted something or I had about being on the show and sharing more about this. And someone I didn't know reached out through a private